Brother Lamas has some more words of no nonsense. Now, that might sound like a cute title, but it's more than cute. It's essential. It's important. It's the Word of God. Amen. And thank the Lord we can be busy about our Father's business and know what the Lord desires to do. We appreciate Brother Lamas being faithful, amen, developing these series and on prayer and now in this aspect of serving God with all of our hearts and doing the will of the Lord. Praise God. Come, Brother Lamas, share the word of the Lord with us tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Glover.
You work that on or off?
On.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good to be in the house of the Lord. I am excited what I feel here tonight. I just have to go over there again and I start speaking in tongues and come go whack away. Let's go. Praise God. God is good. I love what I feel in the house tonight.
Good.
I love what I feel, Bishop. Praise God. God is good. Would you bless the word, sir?
Thank you, Lord God. Your wonderful presence, your powerful word. Help us to receive it. Help us to believe it. Help us to live it. Help us to act on it. Bless your servant now as he imparts what you placed upon his heart. Bless, Lord, in your power and might. Thank you in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the King tonight. Amen. Pastor Glover, Sister Glover, the ministry team here tonight, SPC, our guests. Amen. God is good. Thank you, Bishop, for letting me continue. He's the one that suggested it, so jump him.
Yeah.
No nonsense. I told him I had three more available, and I'm working on another one now. So, and I said, I asked the Lord, Lord, you need to stop this. Really. I I'm transparent. I said, I need to stop preaching something else, maybe a theme or something. Stories. There's a lot of stories in the Bible. Instead of me going from one end to the other, but God is good.
Amen.
God is good. Amen. Now, I'll say a statement that I made last Thursday night. If you would have a munchie than a miracle, you're dismissed in Jesus' name. No takers in the house?
No.
He ain't gonna hurt my feelings. God is good.
Amen.
God is good. Yes. Brother Tier, would you put... I know our main theme, our main scripture is Psalm 96, 1 through 9, but let's read again verses 6, 7, and 8, sir. Kind of refresh our memory some. Of course, you know, we've thrown a lot of scriptures since then at you, and the Lord added some more scriptures to me in this series right here tonight.
Good.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Next one, sir. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. I know we've talked about that in times past in this series. Bring an offering. Tithes and offerings, but bring an offering, bring yourself.
Okay.
Too often we're excited to slip in and slip out. Y'all still here?
Yes.
Bring an offering. I'm bringing Fernando Lamas tonight. And come into his courts. No nonsense. Continuation. And I got some good testimonies tonight too.
Ooh.
In just a bit. I get hammered at times for being, I guess, too transparent and gutsy and rawness in my preaching. But I read in the scriptures, we need a first century power in a 21st century church. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you come to church tonight to praise and worship him? or to play church, or to play on your phone. We got a problem with that, even in the South. What y'all quiet for? They can't wait till after service to text you, unless this is an emergency, like mine. I carry mine because I got emergencies with Sister Lamas sometimes, you know. Pastor here might have a request or something like that, you know. Or if you're taking notes, which is fine, but if you're trying to get some more likes on social media, then that's kind of disrespectful for the house of God. Don't you think? We have totally forgotten about brokenness. I was thinking about that today for my own life. We have, Brother Michael Over, we have totally forgotten about brokenness in the modern day church. I don't know about you folks here tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, so, but I have had enough hell in my life. It's time to take it to the enemy. It's time to take it to the devil. It's time to take it to him. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, as I read, Jesus Christ went more willingly to the cross than more Christians are willing to go to church. Hallelujah. Boy, they remember from last Thursday night. We got some Bible scholars in the house. Ooh. And as Bishop preaches week in, week out, and the ministry team here and guest speakers, we practice at home what he preaches and teaches to us at church. It's the way it works. Sadly, not all apostolics do it. Too many want to be Elijah, the teacher. Too few want to be Elisha, the student. Mistreating people who love God is dangerous. Think about that. Let that sink in. For me, in becoming a better Lamas, in becoming a better me, I don't need your cotton picking permission. I got to work on my stuff. And not getting everybody else's business like you think I am tonight, but I'm not. If you go, ooh, ouch, and you squirm, you probably need it. I'm telling you, I know they're having this shindig of 30,000, 35,000 over in St. Louis. They're getting the B12 shot. But we're here tonight trying to make you make heaven. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. The church is not a showboat, but a battleship. I need some battle people here tonight. I need some prayer warriors. I need some prayer intercessors. I need some soul winners. I need some Bible teachers. I need some home Bible study teachers. I need some altar workers. This is a battleship at SPC. Amen, amen. Praise God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You sleep in and sleep out. You ain't gonna hurt my feelings. That's more important than the Word of God, then more power to you, baby. I'm tired of people doing that to us. Not to you and I, but disrespectful to God. You got to understand, this book is life. Every time Bishop preaches, he's preaching life to you and I. You ain't really in love until your love bothers somebody. You ain't, I know that ain't proper, ain't, but I'm from the hood, okay? I'm a hood rat. Get over it. You ain't really praising Jesus until your praise bothers somebody. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Scoot over, bud. Are we going to praise God together? If we ain't going, yeah, we are. But some turkeys don't want to do that.
All right.
And I'll say it again, SOS. Scoot on over. Scoot on over, bud. Because I just might accidentally, when I'm praising God, don't mean it. Don't, I might accidentally break a jaw. I'm not going to do it. I might accidentally brush your teeth. I don't mean to. I might accidentally bust a lip. I don't mean to. I might accidentally bust some dentures. I ain't going to do it. I might accidentally bust some gum teeth. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Scoot on over. Scoot on over. Ooh. Ooh. It's going to be all right tonight. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. The greatest lie you tell is to yourself. I was trying to deal with some critters the last couple of days on the phone and on text. Two, three critters that I'm trying to work with. I'm trying to help them make heaven. Because they some big time liars. I said, you know, you keep doing that, you're going to keep lying until you're going to believe your own lie. And that lie is going to become your truth. Huh? When we are okay with sin, I know we don't preach sin anymore, but when we are okay with sin, then sin winds up playing with us. We need the power, all of us. We need the power to stop letting my flesh control me and go wacko and go haywire. You're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. Give you some statements that I tried to say to them critters the last couple of days that I was on the phone with. I need the power to stop holding onto that which broke me. I need the power to stop doing the same as I always have so that things will change in my life. I'll say what I said last Thursday night. The heck with your culture. I got Holy Ghost. Right. It went out the window. Yeah, I mean, I know where the legacy comes from. And I'm glad that I'm not only one that said it. Phew. I was listening to a sermon on Sunday before I went to Seward. And this big time bishop from us, I ain't going to say who it is, district superintendent. He was a district superintendent from another district. We got a lot of districts. So I ain't going to say his name. And here he is. He was preaching to, I guess he's got maybe about 1,000 in his congregation. He said, and I'm telling you something else here today. He bishop, man. He said, when you got the Holy Ghost, your culture went out the window. I said, oh, honey, thank you. Somebody got confirmation. Ooh, ooh. You got married to Jesus Christ. So at least the VIP said it. I'm just a peon. VIP said it. This man's well known. Camp meetings left and right. Conferences left and right. Multicultural church, like here. Multicultural church. Amen. I'm not downing anybody. I'm just telling you truth. Okay? Amen. Stop completely pursuing everything that is unhealthy in your life. I said this in years past, early in 1980, 1981, and I got sayings here from my bishop. He's already gone on. But a statement that has always stuck with me and has always haunted me when I get out of line, and I wrote it here, so I put it in my notes. Here it is. I need to be a forgiven person. It's back in 1980. He was teaching a Thursday night Bible study. When there was Bible studies. And I quote him, "Remember, forgiveness is surrendering my right to hurt you for hurting me." Don't stoop down, apostolic or no apostolic, don't stoop down to their level. You're better than that. That's it. Yeesh. I wrote that down for my reminder, just for me. Amen. I've had some awesome mentors in my life. Wonderful people, wonderful pastors that were gutsy. They were raw. I mean, they were bold. They were loving. They were kind. And then I quote him again. I quote Bishop again. "The greatest act of leadership is mentoring." Then I'm like, I don't have time to cover everything, because he also went on, because in my home church back then, we had several multimillionaires that had businesses, and they had a lot of employees. They had center employees, and they had apostolic employees. So pastor was pretty tough. He said, "No matter how much you may learn, achieve, accumulate, or accomplish, if it all dies with you, and you gave them hell, your employees, and you're a jerk, you have failed future generations." Amen. And he wrote it on the big giant blackboard. We don't got them no more. We got these kind of boogers now. Big giant, from about one end here to about the tip of here. Giant blackboard on chalk. Anybody else hiding besides me? Huh? You have to realize, ministry team, praise to whatever, you have to realize that when you are anointed, you're going to have haters and backstabbers who will also attack you. And once you understand the power of your words, everybody knows Proverbs 18:21. We really run that scripture to the ground, but some of us never have caught wind of it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Once you understand the power of your words, you won't just say anything. Once you understand the power of your thoughts, you won't just think anything. Once you understand the power of your presence, you won't just be anywhere. Having money is great. Houses, land, friends, so on and so forth, does not eliminate our desperate need of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lady in the hospital some time back, she was dying of cancer. And she said, "Hey, I'm at the hospital. I'm dying of cancer. I got a multi-million dollar home. I got two brand new Mercedes in my garage. I got tons of money in the bank. I haven't treated everybody fairly in my business. And here I am dying of cancer, and I can't do anything about it." Wow. It made me think. Some folks wake up every day just angry. They wake up mad at the world and everybody else, and don't even pray and read their Bible. I don't want to show of hands today. How many prayed and read your Bible this week already? It's Thursday night. How many have prayed and read your Bible? How many got excited about your business and your job more than reading and praying in the morning, afternoon, or at night, whatever you do? How many? Don't be like this lady right here. Man, she woke up with dollar signs. She went to bed with dollar signs. We all gonna make a living, but I hope you're getting my point. Huh? I woke up this morning, and I'm making a statement to myself. Here's my statement. Lamas, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't be messed up from the floor up. because I am blessed and highly favored. You got to say that. You got to say that. I am blessed and highly favored. Starting on August the 1st, I'm sending this one statement text out to 150 people, and I'm gonna text them this statement. I am blessed and highly favored, and I want them to say that twice a day, in the morning and at night, and see how their life changes. I want you to do it for 31 days in August. So we'll see how that goes. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 23. We'll take the good, we'll take the bad to the good. In the New Living Translation, if you got it. If not, King James is fine. Okay. Galatians 5, 19 through 23, New Living Translation. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, dissension, which is strife and conflict, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like this. He talking to the church. And he says, let me tell you again, as I've said before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Will not. That's why I got to check myself or wreck myself, man. Oh, but I'm glad he has verse 22. Comes to the fruit of the Spirit, which I believe all of us, including this preacher, need to work on. Here it is. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Okay, now check yourself here. Don't wreck yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Y'all sure it's quiet? It's going to get better. Because I asked the Lord, so I want to balance this thing tonight. And we're going to balance it tonight. You can't stay or really associate with people with wrong mindsets. They'll mess you up. Who mistreat you, disrespect you, physically and verbally and emotionally abuse you. These actions are not a fruit of the Spirit. They will play the victim card. All the while, it was them that did the victimizing. That's the kind we got a whole bunch of apostolic sister Glover, at least that I see as I travel, that got mental issues, crazy issues, the bougie issues, a lot of this. They don't want to come back to church no more. And I tell them, look. People hurt you, or the church hurt you, but God did hurt you. People is people. And we got all kinds of, I'm sorry to say, and I tell sinners, and I tell the prodigals, I'm sorry that they hurt you, amen. And some of them burgers are going to change, and a lot of them burgers ain't going to change. But you're here to worship God. You're here to get saved. You're here to make eternity. You're here to get salvation. You're here to make heaven. Don't worry about all the other boogers. Stop your excuses, or your excuses will stop you. Regardless of what you have experienced in life, if you focus on the lesson and look for the blessing, you and I will continue to grow. My pain, you know, all of us had a lot of pain, man. My pain has become my purpose. My tears, whoo, I've had a bunch of them. Looking at Sister Lamas and being up all night and tending to her, and then she's crying for the fourth time. I have to get her up. Baby, I'm so sorry. Quit saying you're sorry. I'm your husband. I'm supposed to help you because I love you. And I have to hold her because she's crying. I'm sorry I have to get you up for the fourth time. It ain't nothing, baby. I ain't throwing 50 years out the window. You're cotton picking mine. That's my job. Maybe if you get up 10 times, I'll be there. My purpose has been, my pain has become my purpose. My tears, bunch of them. Some of you won't even shed a tear. My tears are going to water my garden of victory. Woo! My pain made me rely more on God and less on me. It is creating a deeper relationship and fellowship with God. And I'm telling SPC here tonight, like I've told my household and I've told people down in the South, there is supernatural healing and restoration coming if you want it. Amen. It's yours. Nothing holding you back but you. Some more, you stirred me up at the end of that service last Thursday night. I did just a little digging. I don't have time for everything. I digged on Psalm 130. I don't have time. Maybe on the next one, nonsense. But I did. Remember Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2? Out of the depths. That's heavy. And then I come to find out that that scripture is aligned with Psalm 42, verse 7. Deep calls unto deep. So I just did just a small digging. Just a few statements. Small digging. Here's what I came up with in my homework, in my research. Both psalms have to do with cries out to God for help and deliverance. Okay. I've told you here in times past, I've told people down in the South, I tell them everywhere I go, I say it again tonight. A lot of us have the Holy Ghost, a lot of us haven't been delivered. He goes like ego and pride. So I digged it. So I found out in this psalm right here, his prayers put up an humble pleading manner for grace and mercy, for pardoning grace and mercy. Wow. I will not die here. I will live to testify the faithfulness and the glory and the favor and the blessings of Almighty God. I talk to God, not the universe. I talk to God, not to the stars. Come on. They are here talking to the stars, man. But my God determines the number of stars, and he calls them by name. I can't even wrap that around my mind, Brother Glover. It's incredible. Incredible. You cannot force somebody to receive a message they are not ready to receive. And it's in every service that we minister in. Somebody doesn't receive it. That's in every service. I don't care how dynamic they are. Camp meeting or whatever it is. Pastor teaching week in, week out. Sunday school classes. I'll say it again. You cannot force somebody to receive a message they are not ready to receive. Yet. Watch this. Yet. You should never underestimate the power of planting a seed. This okay, Mike? Thank you, sir. Jump him. When you keep the oil flowing, there were praise and worship and just a few moments ago, when you keep the oil flowing, here I am trying to praise and worship with everybody and hearing chatter of the angelic host and a white dove passing over Sister Glover. See what I mean? Now, if I talk about the devil, tell me more. And then it went from her, went right across this way. And then it brushes me here. And it brushed me at the BS house. For the last 2 days, brushing. We need help. When you keep the oil flowing, it will keep your fire burning. Here it is. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Don't stop guiding me. Don't stop loving llamas. Don't stop nudging me. Don't stop interrupting my life. Don't stop that stirring in my spirit. Continue to lead my path. Lord, you've helped me to overcome this year already. Many obstacles. Aren't you glad? I'm talking to some people here today. That what did you know tonight? God has helped you this year overcome many, many obstacles. Woo! Oh! You know, this is not show tonight. Pastor's permission, we've been in Wickers for the last week and a half, covering them in prayer, getting them ready for their boot camp. And what we felt here Tuesday night, Brother Glory, and great crowd. What we felt here, and I was talking to Brother Perkins, and then Brother Thomas came later. It carried from here to Kenai Church. We didn't have to beg. We didn't have to plead. We don't have to plow. It flowed from here, the Holy Ghost, from SP to there. And we had a shindig. Am I right, Brother Tom? We had a shindig. We got home about 12:45 or so. And it went for us. But since we're part of the SPC, we carry it over there because we're on the same team. Let them get credit. Let them get the glory. Let them get the honor. Let them get a fire of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have ours. But you cannot be selfish with your prayer life. Because the prayer, when you pray, it's not always for you. It's to bless somebody else. Sometimes we human beings are very quick to anger at the request of being interrupted. If you're like me, I hate to be interrupted. See, I'm willing to expose it to myself because most of y'all probably won't. I don't like to be interrupted. You know, I'm the kind of person that I like schedule, you know, and all that. And power to those evangelists. Sister Glover, every time they come, the Lord changes their message. More power to them. But God never works for me that way because God knows that I'm not good at change. And they say, well, the Lord just gave me a dude, okay. And that's fine. But he very rarely changes my messages. Maybe once or twice in 52 weeks in a whole year, he'll change me. But that's just me. That's just for me. Other ones are fantastic at that. I don't know how they flow in them, but that's their ministry. This, you know, mine's different, you know. Very rare. And God has honored that request. And I hadn't been arrogant about it. I said, well, Lord, you know, you're going to mess me up. You're going to mess me up. You changed this booger. You know that. But I say it in sincere. And I say it in being humble. I don't say it braggadocious. Okay? Sometimes we humans are very quick to anger at the request of being interrupted. Watch this. Sometimes those interruptions are gifts from God as an opportunity for a message to be brought to us. Ear, stick it. Don't let it go out the other way. Stick it! Lord, interrupt me. Do whatever at any time. I'm in your hands. Use me! If it robs God's glory, it's not of God. If it robs God's glory, it's not of God. God will remove anything and anyone who is standing between us being reconciled to him All God wants us to do, ladies and gentlemen, is be reconciled with us. That's all he wants us to do tonight. People are jealous of your happily ever after, but have no idea of the pain you endured from your once upon a time. You stick it out. See, I love preaching that steps on my toes and corrects my walk. They might not like you, but they can't stop God's favor on your life. People who really love you, people who really love you, call you out on your mess. They don't help you cover it up. I'll take a stinging from Pastor Glover. I'll take a stinging truth over a smoothing lie any day. We need more leaders. Here comes the hood in me. Get ready. We need more leaders who will pop you upside the head. When you're talking crazy, when you're going wacko, when you're getting out of line. And then pat you on the back when you need encouraging. Give you a swift kick in the behind when you're venting and veering off course. We need less leaders preoccupied with scratching, itching ears. Give me the mug. That was a fantastic, wow, report from the Glovers in Ketchikan. Wow. Wow. Fantastic. Communities. Watch this. Stop praying to, I'm not down in the missionaries, but stop your praying going into other countries when you don't go into your own communities. Too many want to be clothed with power. Too few of us want to be stripped of pride. Surround yourself with those who will support you when it rains, not just when it shines. Talking to a young convert, probably less than 5 years in the Holy Ghost today. And she had texted me a while back to pray for an interview that she was going on, because she got hurt in the military. And since 2007, they haven't gave her nothing. So I sent her a message. I'll be praying for you. And then the Holy Ghost said, I said, Lord, you put me on the spot with this word. And the Holy Ghost said, you're right on there, favored. I just want to pray for the chick. I don't want to put favor on there, put me on the spot. And he ran to me. You're not God, I'm God. And I got a report today that the interview went fantastic. And now they're trying to pay her from 2007. Whoa. And give her a monthly, what do you call it in the service? A monthly pension or whatever it is. Disability, yeah. And monthly disability. It's all God. She usually texted me, but she said, I had to call you. I said, well, praise God. Give it to the Lord. We just prayed. Along with about maybe four or five other people. He said, but you're the only one that said favor. Because that's what came to my mind when the Lord said, put on their favor. I said, oh, Lord. Okay, all about you, not about me. Huh? Avoid negative people. No, never mind. Scratch that. Don't let a temporary burden keep you from a permanent blessing. Yeah, it's heavy, but it can't compare with the weight of glory that's coming after it.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Don't miss your assignment, ladies and gentlemen, messing with those who don't even have one. Hallelujah! Somebody's listening tonight. Regardless of how much you want to help everyone, everyone isn't your assignment. Get specifics from God and Bishop, because he is your spiritual authority and First Lady. Get specifics from your spiritual parents and from God before you deplete your strength trying to help those who love the attention their weaknesses brings. Serve and feed others, but don't starve yourself. Serve and feed others, but don't starve yourself. Be humble. I tell young preachers, and I told young preachers that I'm entering right now back in the South, I said, be humble with a mop and a vacuum cleaner. And with helping around the church and see what needs to be done. And then when you get a microphone, you won't be arrogant. Don't be present to preach, to play, to sing, but absent to pray. Is this okay? It's better than last Thursday. Before you ask for that kind of anointing, you better make sure you can handle going through that kind of processing. Nobody likes this one word. I don't like it. I despise it. I confess. Pruning. I don't like it. Pruning. Pruning to me is always painful. Even when Bishop is preaching the word and God is telling you to do something, straighten up your act. Pruning is always painful, but the growth on the other side is also beautiful. If God allowed it, it wasn't cut from you, but cut for you. I'll say it again. If God has allowed it, it wasn't cut from you, but cut for you. I would stand with Pastor Glover and a few who want to walk on water, then sit with many who only watch from the boat. Trust no one. Trust no one. Pray for them. Trust no one who's absent from your battle, but there in your victory. No matter how big your giants are, and we all have them, no matter how big your giants are, they can never outsize your God. Remember, you're not all that in the bag of chips. You're not even a candy Snickers. You're not even a chocolate bar. Whew, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. If nobody needs it but me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you really want to birth something great, remember three words. Pain, patience, and process are necessary. Don't miss your assignment messing with those who don't even have one. Say it again. Regardless, to how much you want to help everyone. I'll say it again. Everyone is not your assignment. I don't know why he had me say that again. But he said it again. Life knocked the wind out of you. Welcome to the club. Life knocked the wind out of you in the last round. But you know what? You're wiser now. Or you're supposed to be. You know when the duck. When the. You're a fighter. Huh? When the block. And when the swing bat. Warriors retreat. Warriors reload. No matter how bad the battle gets. Never take off. As in Ephesians chapter 6. Never take off the armor of God. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Fight for your family. Fight for your country. Fight for your family. Fight for your church. Fight for your parents. Fight for your spiritual leader. I'll say it. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight for your family. But don't fight the old way. Fight with fastings. When last time you fasted? Fight with prayer. Fight with praise. Fight with worship. Fight with the power of his presence. Fight God's way. Fight. Don't give up. Fight. I read something today, and I'll pass it on to you. I wrote it down. I read something today. Where I got it somewhere. Here it is. The devil cannot have my family in Jesus' name. My family is covered with the blood of Jesus. Headship. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Fight! Fight! You know that you are fully delivered when you start praying for those that hurt you. You have a lot of value, people. You have a lot of value. Make sure you're not offering it to those who don't appreciate you and don't know your worth. Those that mishandle you in the process. Watch this. The Lord gave me this today. Lo zhika yala bashata. Those that mishandle you in the process are going to regret it in the promise. It's going to happen.
Praise God, praise God. All right. Hallelujah.
The pain in your life is great, but never forget, but the prophecy over your life is greater. Hang on to the prophecy. Hang on to your words. Hang on to the words of Bishop. Hang on. Fight, 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 fight for this church. Fight for SPC. We need everybody as a warrior to fight. I pray, SPC, the rest of this year, I pray that you keep your faith in the fire and your fear in the ashes. Because sometimes all it takes is just one more prayer to change everything. Get back. Get back, SPC. Get back to your prayer closet. Get back to the altar. The words still haunt me, what Pastor Glover said a couple of services or so ago. The words still haunt me, what you said. He said what Pastor Glover said. I think it was on the Sunday. You want to spend eternity with him, but you don't want to spend time with him. God, that's haunted me, Pastor Glover. That's haunted me. And I hope that it haunts everybody in this house. See, you want to make heaven, but you don't want to make it the church. I pray here tonight that whatever is hurting or whatever is constantly stressing you gets better. I really, really do. May the dark thoughts, the overthinking, and your doubt exit your mind. May clarity replace confusion. May peace and calmness fill your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And remember this, his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Live the purpose. You're able. God is something special for SPC. Yeah, I know, I've heard that. Well, then when are you going to stop just letting it be a cliche and take it to heart? There is a plan. God has a plan. You were made. You were made. You were made. You were made. You were made to live in the supernatural. Why? God put gifts inside of you. Have faith. Work hard on correcting stuff in your life. God will bless you. You will win. Come on. Come on. Come on. God will bless you. You will win. You know, I don't say nothing crazy in the morning. I get up and say, Lamas, Lamas, you're awesome. Lamas, you're valuable. Lamas, you're a child of the king. I call my house. Hey, baby, how's it going? Huh? Let's pray. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Talk to my daughter who's in Alabama today with my grandkid. Keep the faith. Things are happening. Things are turning around. Angels are already dispatched there. Things are happening around. I'll put it in the atmosphere. I'll put it in the atmosphere. Instead of complaining and murmuring and grinding about every cotton picking thing. I'm valuable. I'm on a mission. I'm blessed and highly favored. Remember, starting August 1st, I'm gonna text about 150 people. And I got some of you here on my text. And I got a bunch of them on Messenger who I don't have phone numbers to because they're in Philippines, India, Singapore, Mexico, South America. But I'm blessed and highly favored. And when you say that, punch the devil in the face! Come on! Aren't you tired of him punching you? Aren't you tired of him causing you havoc to the people? Come on! Punch him in the face! He might not make no sense, but it's no nonsense until it makes sense. Come on now! Come on now as I close. Come on now! Punch him in the face! How much time the king, Brother Mike Glover? I know you've been dealing with a lot of stuff and all that. Yeah. We don't understand all, but I believe you're coming out for the better. Absolutely. And this glory is going to be better than the last one. I believe it, Brother Perkins. Somebody go through the keyboards. Oh, God. Angels are in this house, church. God is wanting to set some people free. My life's a mess. Isn't making any sense. But I promise you, if you give it to him, it's going to make some sense. And it's going to thrust you into what you've been praying for. But some of us have been praying the wrong way. Let's stand. truly believe it. I truly believe it tonight. I am blessed and highly favored. I don't care if the one next to you do not believe it. You better start believing it for yourself. And don't worry about anybody else. If they don't want it, then double it on you, baby. But quit speaking crazy stuff in the atmosphere. Speak blessings. Speak blessings. Speak breakthrough. Correct me, Lord, when I need to be corrected. Help me. It's for my benefit to make heaven. And I close real quickly. Don't have time for a lot of this. I close very quickly. Jesus delivered me. I want to show you Holy Ghost baptized in Jesus' name people that had all this stuff. Jesus delivered me from depression, anxiety, PTSD, marijuana, homosexuality, suicide thoughts, drug addiction, witchcraft, sleeping around, being just darn mean and ugly, cigarettes, alcohol, being very manipulative. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. Another one, I was in a very serious drug addiction when I finally said, and this is what we got to say, when I finally said, that's enough! You got the guts to say that's enough? Are you a child of the King? He said, that's enough. Found my way to an old-fashioned altar of repentance, and he delivered me that night. I've said some of this before, but this is the new one here. I was on a top of 1% of OnlyFans. Before that, I was top in sales in the car biz. Man, I sold more cars a month. Man, I had money in the bank. I had cars. I had a wonderful place to live. My love revolved around money, vanity, materialism, and sin. Sleeping around, and of course, drugs. But he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I still had that money left. But you know what, Lord? I don't know what to do with it. But you know what? I'm going to give my 10% and my offerings. And I'm going to start helping people around the church. Because this girl was making $200,000 to $250,000 a year. Jesus saved me. Baptized in Jesus' name. Here's another one. I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm closing. Baptized in Jesus' name. He said, and I was full of it. Full of myself. He said, that was then. This is now. Here's my testimony. Filled with the Spirit. And they attend an apostolic church in the South. And this is his words. I don't understand how so-called apostolic people can get up in the morning thinking about money, jobs, business, and not spend 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes in prayer and Bible reading. Testimonies. Life-changing testimonies. At one time, it made no sense in their life, huh? But they say, but God. I'm all messed up now. So once again, I'm going to open up these altars tonight. Spend some time. I know it's 8:30. So if you spend some time, spend some time in prayer tonight. Seek the Lord. Come on, seek the Lord. I don't know how you came tonight. Seek the Lord tonight. Let's show the world outside of SPC that there is help here. There is deliverance. There is baptism in Jesus' name. There is infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other things. There is a life that we can live holy and righteous. I know we got problems and trials, but that's beside the point. We can live for God and be a good apostolic. Work on llamas. Work on me, God. Work on me. It's llamas standing on the need of prayer. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the angelic host in this place tonight. I feel. filled. Ah, that's it. Come on. It ain't going to take very long. Come on. Get in the Holy Ghost.